Now, I want to be clear right up front that I don't have any special intel on this. What you're about to hear is just my own conclusions based on public news information, public announcements, and so on. So those of you listening from the deep state, you don't have to wonder who gave me this. Nobody gave me this. This is all my own conclusions. But it's now clear that there is a Black Sea operation, a military exercise that's being conducted right now. It's from September 11th through September 15th. And it's clear to me that this exercise is being used as a cover for a massive false flag event that's going to be carried out by the United States either during the exercise or in the months following, where the exercise is used as a cover story to plant the weapon system, which, by the way, is exactly what happened with Balt Ops. Remember Balt Ops, the Baltic Sea operations? That's where the United States Navy said that they had a diving drill in the Baltic Sea, and then they planted the explosives on the Nord Stream pipeline. And, you know, Seymour Hersh, of course, has completely dissected this with several sources and whistleblowers. The U.S. Navy planted the explosives, and then several months later, they detonated the Nord Stream pipeline. And to this day, the corporate media cover-up is complete. No one will dare say, not anywhere in the Western world, not in Europe, not in the United States or Canada, no one will dare say that the United States Navy ran that operations and planted the explosives and blew up, in an act of terrorism, the civilian infrastructure of an energy pipeline that fed Germany in particular. And the destruction of Nord Stream has led to a rapid collapse of German industry, by the way. It's made Germany incredibly weak, and it's shocking to me that even Germany won't speak out and tell the truth about the Nord Stream pipeline. But that was all covered up by Balt Ops, a naval exercise in the Baltic Sea. So one thing that we know from history, you know, studying 9/11, for example, which was, of course, a false flag operation planned and engineered and allowed to be carried out by the United States government with controlled demolition in Building 7, World Trade Center 7, in order to bring down that third building, the building which was not hit by airplanes, by the way. Yeah, the Twin Towers were hit by airplanes, but Building 7 was brought down by controlled demolition. And so what we know from history is that false flags are used by the U.S. Empire in order to shore up power or to bury evidence. That was part of the reason Building 7 was demolished, was to destroy records of the CIA, by the way, financial records of money laundering and all that stuff that goes on. But also false flags are used in order to usurp power, to override the Constitution, to govern by crisis. You know, never let a crisis go to waste, right? So that's what false flags are used for. And false flags can also be used to initiate war by blaming the enemy. And in fact, after the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up by the U.S. Navy, they blamed Russia, which was absurd. Why would Russia blow up its own gas pipeline that actually was responsible for billions of dollars of exports of natural gas, right? So this new operation in the Baltic Sea, which is taking place right now, it's called Seabreeze 23. Seabreeze 23. Now, this is being done at multiple levels. At one level, it's putting a high degree of a military presence into the Black Sea in order to try to provoke Russia with a military response. And, you know, try to get Putin to attack that naval fleet there and then say, oh, we have to go to war with Russia. So that's the first effort. But if that fails, then the United States is prepared to set off their own attack on their own naval assets. In other words, the U.S. is likely to unleash a nuclear attack against its own naval assets in the Black Sea in order to blame that nuke on Russia and to therefore launch a nuclear war against Russia, because the United States is losing so badly in Ukraine, so badly, and the U.S. can't keep up. You know, Russia is out manufacturing the West by a lot. Russia has its own self-reliant, you know, self-contained supply chain for energy, for munitions, for steel, for tanks, all of this. The West can't keep up. The West can't provide sufficient munitions. You know, Ukraine has run out of artillery ammo and artillery pieces, largely. They're being destroyed on a routine basis. So the West is desperate, and they desperately need to change this equation and to escalate it into a nuclear conflict. Well, how do you do that? You pull a false flag, like a Gulf of Tonkin type of incident. Except in this case, no one stops it. So what we should be watching for in the next just couple of days, and then there's another window beyond that, which I'll talk about, but over the next couple of days, we should be watching to see if there is a major hypersonic missile, like a nuclear hypersonic missile attack on the naval assets of the United States and the other NATO allies that are joining in that exercise. This might be set off by the West itself. So there could be, a nuclear bomb that's on one of the ships and is detonated on one of the ships on purpose to wipe out that fleet in order to get America into a world war with Russia. Now, this has a lot of similarities to Pearl Harbor. So Pearl Harbor was, of course, engineered. It was allowed to happen. First, Japan was provoked economically with a naval blockade, which is eerily similar to Russia being cut off from the SWIFT system. So Japan was in a desperate situation where it had no source of energy, and Japan knew it was going to have to go to war then with the United States of America in order to stop the naval blockade. And then there was a stand down order given to the radar operators out of Hawaii so that they would not flag the incoming attack, all the Japanese fighters and bombers that were part of the Pearl Harbor attack. And so there was, an engineered attack. Now, of course, key naval ships were ordered to leave Pearl Harbor just one or two days earlier. So they were not there. And what was left behind was largely either obsolete ships or ships that needed desperate repairs and weren't really seaworthy anyway. And so when Japan blew up all those ships, it didn't really hurt the U.S. Navy that much, but it did cause the public to get behind the war. And that was the whole point. The public didn't want to go to war with Japan in the Pacific. We're already fighting a war, with Hitler, the Nazis. And the American people just didn't want to fight a two-front war, or any war for that matter. Well, they just wanted to focus on doing business at home. So this engineered event, which was kind of like a 9/11 type of event, Pearl Harbor was a kind of 9/11, was designed to get America into that war, just like this upcoming false flag in the Black Sea is designed to get America to support World War III with Russia and to go into a direct military conflict with Russia, to send in all the American tanks, to send in all the American F-16s with American pilots and so on, and the F-35s, and to send in the aircraft carriers and so on. This is a desperate ploy by a corrupt, incompetent regime, the Biden regime, to try to provoke World War III. Now, some of you who are well-informed about nuclear weapons, you understand that in the fallout of a nuclear weapon detonation, the isotopic ratios of the radioisotopes can be analyzed in order to determine the origin of that nuclear material, which country it came from, even which specific, uranium refining operation it came from, which city in essence. So you might wonder, if there's going to be radioisotopes that would show this nuke was set off by the West, then why would they do that? Well, the answer is they have nuclear material from Russia. In fact, remember the Uranium-1 scandal involving Hillary Clinton? Involving who was the former Senate leader, the senator from Nevada, who was also involved in the Uranium One uranium mining scandal and the money laundering. Well, anyway, the point is that when Hillary Clinton was supposed to be elected in 2016, the plan was to set off a nuclear detonation using Russian nuclear material on a U.S. city and then say that the Russians had attacked America. Well, actually, look, let's back up even more. So Victoria Nuland and Blinken and others currently in the State Department, but even before that, back in 2014, this was under the Obama administration. Don't forget, they carried out a coup in Ukraine to install Zelensky. The point of that was to put military and economic pressure on Russia and to essentially surround Russia with nuclear weapons that would be installed in Ukraine. Ukraine was going to, the plan was to have Ukraine join NATO, and you can see that plan is still being pursued right now, and to thereby severely pressure Russia and then to strangle Russia with economic sanctions, which we saw invoked by cutting off Russia from the SWIFT system. The Nord Stream pipeline detonation was also always an option that the U.S. Navy could pull off, and they did pull off with the Balt Ops false flag operation, like I said. But the plan in 2016 was that Hillary Clinton would win the election because it was rigged. It was heavily, heavily rigged. It's just that the outpouring for Donald Trump was able to overcome the rigging, because the rigging, the people who rigged the election did not anticipate Trump's strong showing in the polls. They just hadn't planned to print that many fake ballots. And that's why in 2020, they went overboard with COVID and the mail-in ballots and all the ballot stuffing and ballot printing. And they absolutely rigged that for Joe Biden, as you well know. But you got to understand that this plan to destroy Russia has been in the making for a very long time. I mean, even back to 1991, when the West thought that Russia was destroyed and that they didn't need to worry about Russia any longer. You know, the Soviet Union, the fall of the Soviet Union. But under Putin, Russia became economically quite strong and built more trading partners and built up exports and built up its own domestic infrastructure for manufacturing and steel and technology and microprocessors. By the way, Russia makes its own microprocessors. It doesn't need Taiwan microchips. And so the West became increasingly desperate to try to destroy Russia, hence the plan to install Zelensky in 2014, and then the plan to provoke Russia into this current, you know, special military operation. And now the plan is to provoke Russia into World War III, which would justify the West's use of nuclear weapons to literally nuke Russia. Understand, this is the plan. The total destruction of Russia has been the plan for, frankly, a couple of decades. And everything that you're seeing play out is in the furtherance of that plan. And so every military exercise that you see, oh, there's going to be an exercise in the Black Sea, you should immediately start thinking to yourself, okay, how is this going to be used as a cover story for the real objective, which is the destruction of Russia? And the answer is clear. It's what I'm talking about here on this podcast. They're going to set off probably a nuke using Russian nuclear material to destroy elements of U.S. naval fleets that frankly are expendable on purpose. But they need the images of the dead U.S. sailors. They need the outrage of the American people to say, my God, you know, Russia, an unprovoked attack in violation of this and that, and, you know, 5,000 soldiers killed in the Black Sea, whatever, you know, ships burning, you know, ecological disaster, my God. And then the outrage to declare war on Russia and get the whole world to turn against Russia and then to nuke Russia. This is what it's all about. This is what's happening. The desperation of the West causes them to do desperate things, to carry out desperate false flags. That's what this is going to be. Now, okay, it might not be a nuke. They may have a biological weapon. They may have some other kind of weapon. They may use a thermobaric weapon that they can blame on Russia's Kinzhal weapon system that can carry, you know, thermobaric warheads. But nuclear is also very likely. Now, it doesn't mean this attack is going to happen in the next 1 to 2 days. It could be that this exercise in the Black Sea is a cover story to plant a nuke in the ocean, just like the U.S. Navy planted explosives on Nord Stream during the Balt Ops exercise, you see. And that this nuke, it could be on a buoy that is going to be anchored to the bottom of the ocean, and then at the appropriate time with a satellite command or whatever kind of local, you know, command broadcast, the buoy is let loose from the ocean floor. It floats up to the surface of the ocean, and then it detonates a nuclear warhead right on the surface of the ocean, which obliterates whatever, you know, ships obviously are in the vicinity. And then that's blamed on Russia. So could be a nuclear buoy, a false flag attack, or a nuclear weapon on a ship, or a thermobaric weapon, or any of these scenarios. This is what's being planned. I'm certain of it, just by studying history. And I don't have any, you know, super secret sources on this, like I said earlier. This is just putting the pieces of the puzzle together and understanding how the evil empire of the United States, under its current occupation, how it operates. They are deceivers. They are murderers. They don't care how many people they kill, even their own military personnel. Just like Pearl Harbor, just like 9/11, they killed civilians. Thousands of New Yorkers were murdered on 9/11 in 2001. Why? So that the deep state under the CIA, under the Bushes, could expand its surveillance powers and spy on the American people under the label of terrorism. And then we've seen that spying ever since, right? So this is so obvious, it's so self-evident, that it's almost a no-brainer. So watch out, folks, watch out. When whatever this is, when it explodes, you know, nuclear or thermobaric or whatever, that's the beginning of World War III. And that's the moment at which there's going to be mass panic for all kinds of preparedness items, you know, I mean, everything that you can think of, you know, bullets, iodine, food, you name it, it's all going to be wiped out just within a matter of a day or two, especially as people start to realize this is going to be World War III. The U.S. will then invade Russia, or attempt to, and this is going to be a global war. And then don't forget that Russia has the Poseidon underwater nuclear drones with 100 megaton warheads. That's a lot. That's a big warhead. What is that, 5,000 times bigger than Hiroshima? And they can detonate those off the U.S. East Coast and inundate the entire East Coast with a tidal wave of radioactive ocean water. So this is probably where it's all headed, because cooler heads are not prevailing. The leaders in charge of this in the United States are lunatics, raging genocidal lunatics like Victoria Nuland, who should probably be renamed Nula Lunatic, Nula Luland. How would you combine lunatic and Nuland? Luna Nulatic, something like that. That should be her name, because she's a crazy psychopath, and she's genocidal, and she wants war. She's like a female Darth Vader, and she's gonna sacrifice millions of lives to get what she wants, which is violence against people of Russian ethnicity. That's what she wants. So this is where I think it's all headed. Watch carefully what happens next, because the false flag is the next card to be played by the West in order to get what they want, which is escalation into World War III. Sorry to bring you this news, but this is my honest assessment of what's happening. All right, get prepared. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.